This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Stupidity is also a gift from God, but one mustn't misuse it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And let me tell you, God gave leftist stupidity in abundance. They sow that crop every day. They work that crop like a tenant farmer. Like they got to pay the bills on that crop. Crazy people, boy. Woo! Gotta love them. Hey, KJRadio.com, that's where you can find us, 844-551-8255. I love my job. I love what I do. I don't make any money doing it. That's okay. You know, 7 hours a day of radio, 3 hours on air, 4 hours of research. It's okay. They rate us. They got all these different metrics. Kevin, how many terrestrial stations are you on? Kevin, how much digital footprint do you have? I don't know. I wish I had more time for all that stuff because I studied. I'm an engineer. Double E with a computer science degree. Math. Logic, I'd be looking at the algorithms and going, okay, here's where we are. Kevin, how do we go and become number one? I would have been driven because I was driven that way. It was like, you faster than me this year? No problem. I'm getting that gym workout. Get my butt muscles, you know, those big black butt muscles that go up into your back. Get those booger percent in good shape. You know, like a buck, one of those sleighs, the one that the owner said, hey, you know, I need me some more youngins like this guy right here. I'd have been that guy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Master would have said, yeah, we want that bloodline right there. So, I was driven, right? Would have done it. Yep. Got a date. Would have been my job. What are you looking at? This would have been my job. Stupidity. Stupidity of the left. They challenge us, folks. They challenge us at every turn. They believe that we are the stupid ones. See, that's the problem when you have it. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're going to go into a fight. You know, everybody loves when I talk about fighting. But I'm just saying, if you underestimate the opponent, you're done. You're going to go into a debate. You underestimate the opponent, you're done. Unless, of course, you're debating a leftist. Then they're all stupid. People ask me all the time, Kevin, how do you debate the leftist? What are you thinking when you're sitting in TV and there's somebody on the other side? Are you nervous? Nervous about what? To be nervous about a leftist, think of it, okay. If I were 5 years old, I might be nervous because they have a larger vocabulary. They use big words, and I wouldn't know how to talk around those big words. But when they use big words today, I just infer. I go, okay, well, it probably means this. So I can just go to town. But to be blunt, I don't even listen to them. Big words, little words. When they put those words together, here's what you get when a leftist talks. You get stupidity. You get dip crap. You get dumb crap. You get nonsense. There's lots of languages of stupidity. We did a thing called Rosetta Stoned as a joke because leftists are idiots and they speak another language. Talk to them. You'll see what I'm talking about. They talk about things that sometimes have me going, did I miss that class in school? I mean, where would I have learned this nonsense? And you talk about, you know, the metaphysical and fluff, nothing. You want to? Seinfeld was a show about nothing. You really want to know about nothing? Talk to a leftist. You will leave going, why did I dare waste that 10 minutes of my life? I can't get that back. It's just stupid. Yeah. And worse than that, they're stupid, but they're egotistical in their stupidity. See, egotism is the anesthetic that dulls the pain of stupidity. That's what a guy named Frank Leahy said. And he's true. It's very true. You can forget how stupid you are when you're so started. I'm bad, man. We are the ones that run this country. Yeah. Antifa. Who? Black Lives Matter. Somebody goes, but shouldn't all lives matter? You shut up, man. We are the man. We are running things around here. You are a nobody. Hoo-hoo-hoo. But boy, Black Lives Matter sure sounds racist. Look at you all over there trying to look all smart and stuff. You so stupid. Yeah, because I'm better than you. you're a racist. And you just, you're looking at me, what? I know. I'm off on a tangent a little bit. Egotism and stupidity should not mix. It's the truth. So what do we do, folks? You get out there and you fight the good fight. You can't be fearful. See, the whole secret to your existence is you must not have any fear. To fear something means you're leaving so much. I know you don't want to leave your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your kids, your job, whatever, your trappings of life. When you forget, when you say to yourself, those are things, who cares? You know, there's more on the other side. Don't fear what's going to happen to you. Yeah. The other thing I'll tell you, I'm going to give you some more secrets of life. Depend on nobody. Depend only on yourself. That doesn't mean people aren't going to help you. It just means don't depend on them. If you're hungry, you don't sit in one spot and go, will you please feed me? Will you please give me money? Yeah. You go out. You know, as the old buzzard saying, if something don't die soon, I'm going to start killing stuff. Okay? You follow me? Plato said, courage is knowing what not to fear. Yeah. What not to fear. Think about it. You're a kid and you go, there's something in the closet. And your parents go, dad's going to check. I'm going to check. Okay, now come here. Look here. Daddy's here to protect you. There's nothing in the closet. It's under the bed. Okay, let me look under the bed. We're okay with the closet, right? Yeah, okay. Let's look under the bed. Daddy's here. I'm going to protect you. Okay, nothing under the bed. And eventually, you know what you do? If you're a conservative, you grow out of it. You lose your fears. You're like, nothing in the closet, nothing under the bed. And if it is, Dad will be here to take care of it. You learn how to rationalize. You learn how to think logically. And eventually you go, man, it must have been that stupid movie I watched, Chucky or It or whatever. And that's what did it. You learn how to put the pieces together to make you go, I don't even know why I was thinking that stupid. But when you're a leftist, no. Your brain doesn't work like that. No. You're stupid. Period. Nothing you can do about it unless you surround yourself with conservatives. Then you can work yourself out of it. You can't work yourself out of it otherwise. Mm-mm, no way. We got a lot to talk about. Donald Trump's done some amazing stuff. He's done something with tariffs. But here's the thing. We got attacks. Did you hear about this attack in Afghanistan a couple days ago? Killing all these people? Whoa. James Franco, I want to cover him again. Something interesting there. Kenyan boys, there's a study going around about these Kenyan boys. You're going to like that too. Folks, Kevin Jackson's who you listen to. Short break, back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Tariffs. President Trump signed a measure earlier this week, and he imposed tariffs on imported solar energy components and large washing machines because the U.S. manufacturers are getting hammered. So he's got tariffs on these things, and people are, they're mad. Now, this is what I want to talk about with this. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Should we impose? I don't know. I'm going to be blunt. I do not know. I haven't researched this enough. I look at it as President Trump knows what he wants to do on trade. So I need to trust him on it. But I'll look more into it later on because, you know, there's got to be a response on somebody else. Now, he might be saying to the nations that are shipping all this stuff over, like Japan, where we've got a big trade deficit, look, you can't be doing this. China, we've got a big trade deficit. You're flooding our markets. You're crushing us as you're able to build your markets and expand those markets, and we can't invest in them. So, with that in mind, we're going to do that locally. I always wondered, how is it you can ship something the size of a washing machine or a solar panel and you do it cheaper than it could be made in what we call near shore or onshore? I've often wondered that. Because theoretically, you shouldn't. Even with super low labor cost, you can only ship so much product before. I mean, it costs a lot of money. It's not air that powers these ships; it's fuel. Maybe if you had a nuclear, one of these nuclear ships, then something, you could do it. But then the ships, I don't know how often they get caught up, sink in the ocean or whatever. So you might have the issues with that. But I'm just saying. In theory, something that's that big and bulky and heavy, you would think you'd want to make it right near your marketplace. That seems what everybody else is starting to do. But we haven't done that. Solar panels. Think about when Barack Obama let Solyndra go under, Inner One and some others. A bunch of solar companies went underneath as he was subsidizing all these guys. Those industries couldn't compete with money getting back in their pockets. So Donald Trump says, I've looked at these two industries, solar panels and washing machines. I don't know why. And in order for us to be competitive, we're going to raise the tariffs on these items, blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. In defense of these items, here's what I'll tell you about washing machine technology and dryers. Have you seen them? Remember the old days? They look like boxes, just two big boxes sitting side by side. There's been lots of ingenuity. There's now multiple choices and, all the different settings you can do on them, all the different liquids you can put in. You got some that have built-in, little pre-cleansers and all this. You can, I saw the other day, a folding machine. It'll fold your clothes. I know. Slap my buns and call me butter. Slap my bun, butter my buns and call me whatever. So, you get it. Do something with my buns. So yeah, it's a folding machine. I find that fascinating. But so Trump's got a 30% tariff on most imported solar modules, with the rate declining before it phases out after 4 years. For large residential washing machines, tariffs will start at up to 50%. And phase out over 3 years. So here's what's cool about that. Donald Trump's a pragmatist. He says, all right, so here's the deal. You got 5 years in solar to get your act together, manufacturers. If you want to be in this business, I just gave you a 30% raise, theoretically. Now, they can't eat it all up because that's what it's going to take to be competitive. But I now have put you on equal play, on the playing field. Washing machine manufacturers, you got an even bigger advantage. But you only got 3 years to do it. You better innovate. You better get some stuff moving. And then in the other one, you got 5 years. 5 years to innovate. Then at that point, it's all even. And what that does is it says to the marketplace, look, we're not being predatory. We're not trying to make you, bend to our will. We're giving a timeline to our guys to catch up and do some good. If a country did that to us because we were dominating in some area, fine. You know why we can get away with it more than most? Because we're our own biggest consumer. So if a washing machine company says, the only place I'm going to do business is in America. I don't even care if I do business in China. There's plenty here. There's plenty of business. Would you like to be part of a $1.5 billion market? Sure you would. But they can't all buy. Most of those people are poor. They can't even buy your stuff. So they say the U.S. solar energy industry is split over the issue. Two small subsidiaries of foreign companies that made solar cells in the U.S. favor the tariffs. But a large number of companies that install solar-powered systems say their costs will rise and jobs will be lost. Well, that's a part of it. If you're in the service aspect of something, that's a lie. Here's what they want you to believe. If they install these power systems, they're going to lose their jobs because now the price has gone up. That's not true. That's not false either. It's a little bit misleading because what it's going to do is it's telling the marketplace, we're giving Americans a chance to drop the pricing. You can still go out and get the product. Now, one can argue, well, people aren't going to buy it if it costs, in this case of solar panels, 30% more. But Donald Trump's not saying it's going to charge you 30% more. He's saying for the people who are bringing it over, it's 30% more. The people who are now here can probably drop their prices. You follow? So it's not saying that the price is going to go up, but these people, we're going to lose our jobs. Well, you might lose a few jobs. Or you might not. But what you're going to do is you're going to have a more competitive industry. But if you're on the service side, we're going to get hit because, you know, now the price is going to temporarily stay flat or go up or whatever. Okay. All right, if you want me to concede the point, fine. But in the end, we're going to get our industry back. We can make the product here. And what it also means is our guys can start to do what we do best as Americans. We can start to innovate. That's what we have the advantage over every nation in the world, maybe with the exception of the Israelis, the Jews. But outside of that, nobody can really compete with us when we decide we're going to, you know, refine the technology or do something else. I saw a story years ago about a kid at MIT, a high school kid who did an MIT competition, and he revolutionized the solar cell. And I've heard since then there's been another quantum leap in solar cell technology that makes you able to hold that energy longer, and so it dissipates slower, and all kinds of cool things. Now, again, I'm out of engineering, so I haven't really studied it to the degree that I should. Maybe I will. But it's all improving. So maybe we do more. Maybe we come up with the next generation solar cell that outsells everybody. Who knows? But that's what American Ingenuity does, and that's what Donald Trump just brought back. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We talk about the craziness of leftism in America and worldwide. It is a cancer not only on American society but on world society, and thank goodness we are finally beginning to get some sanity back. And in a country that people have to pay attention to. Because, see, people don't, when we look at other countries and, oh, we're going to be bringing in tons of new terrorists into our country and open borders and all that, we don't have to follow that nonsense. And by the way, nobody else, people, oh, well, Paris did it. Okay, look at what Paris is. They call it Parisistan. Parisistan. That's what Paris is called. No-go zones. All over the world. They were, the other, not too long ago, they were talking about Norway, because President Trump mentioned it as, let's bring in some more Norwegians, you know, as opposed to these crap hole countries. And everybody was talking about how great Norway is. Norway is overrun with Muslims. They're the Sweden, Norway, Finland, all of them. They are suffering under the lunacy that they can culturalize these Muslims. Their every crime statistic has gone through the roof. You name it. Same with London, Germany. You know, pick your city in Germany. You name it. It's all throughout the UK, Germany, France, Switzerland, all of it. Not Switzerland, not so much, because they said we're not going to do this. And it's just the truth. And if you say that, people get upset. Well, you know, people always say to me, Kevin, I sure so wish I could say the things that you say, but you're black, you know, talking about black issues. I'm not talking about black issues now, am I? I'm talking about Muslim issues and multiculturalization in multiple countries. And you know what I'm saying? I'm saying the same thing. I'm not British, but I can be mad that London is Londonistan. That's what it's become. We played a clip not long ago. Did we have that clip of what's his name, Sadiq Hassan or something like that? Get that ready, because I want to show that. I want to play that clip and tell you what he says about London, because he called it a crap hole at the end. But it doesn't matter where you go. All these cities are suffering from the same things, and it's all blamed on one simple thing: the influx of Muslims. You got it? Okay, let's play that.
I'd just like to get your thoughts on the fact that President Trump has said that he's not going to be coming to the United Kingdom to open the U.S. embassy.
Yes, well, I don't blame him. You know, you have a situation whereby Sadiq Khan, as the mayor of London, has really been tub-thumping, trying to get President Trump not to attend, said multiple times he's not welcome in the capital, really fomenting a situation where you might have some riots or street protests if the president came to open that embassy. I think the president's wrong when he says that the embassy in South London is a bad deal. I think firstly, it wasn't Obama who approved that embassy. embassy. It was George W. Bush who approved that embassy. Secondly, it didn't cost the American taxpayer anything because they actually sold off a bunch of buildings to pay for it. So I think he is wrong on that. I think he should have come out and told the honest truth, which is that he doesn't particularly want to visit Sadiq Khan's London, which is the acid attack capital of the world per capita, where you have in the last year soaring knife crime, soaring burglary, soaring rape, soaring youth homicide. And Sadiq Khan seems to be concerning himself more with matters of state, which he isn't elected to do, than actually solving the situation of crime in London. And it is soaring. And I have to say this, and you'll excuse me for being churlish about it, but places like Sky News and the BBC and all the best and brightest journalists in the country are not covering this.
What do you mean?
Well,
every single day we are covering stories about whether it's knife crimes or attacks, where they happen up and down the country. What proof
okay,
do you have?
So Gamal, what's the well, the proof is, can you answer me? What's the what rate did knife crime go up by in London
I'm
last year?
I'm asking you. I'm interviewing you. What
yeah,
proof
I know,
do you have?
Well, I know, it's not great with the shoes on the other foot. Do you know how much youth homicide went up by in London last year? Have you told your viewers that 70%? Have you looked at the mayoral's police and crime report from December the 12th? You look at that. Almost every single measure out of 42, only four of them in four categories did crime go down. In every single other area, double-digit rises in crime across London. So you know what? To borrow a phrase from Donald Trump, London's turning into a hole under Sadiq Khan.
Welcome back, everybody. Very true. What that gentleman said from Breitbart, so true. And by the way, it's not true just of London. It's true of every place I've described. Every one of these countries is dealing with this issue. And now the question is, when does it get to the point where you've reached the tipping point where you can't go back the other way? I don't know. Not for me to answer. But here's the reason why I brought this up is the European Union has decided it's going to sue countries who refuse refugees. If there's ever a reason to say, I don't want to be part of your group, this is it. I mean, the Muslims have effectively won in that sense because you have to pay that fee to avoid being taken over by Muslims. It's called jizya. Well, that's what it is. You want to be part of the EU and reject terrorism, it'll come at a price. See, Muhammad established this jizya thing. Other religions have to pay a poll tax to Muslims as a reminder of their, here it comes folks, inferior status. It's funny, you never hear leftists talk about a religion that says there are people who have an inferior status. We're all supposed to be equal. Equal under the law, equal under God, whatever. And in the state, in the Quran, it states there are people that are inferior to you. Anybody else that doesn't practice your religion. Yeah. It abrogates an earlier verse that says there's no compulsion in religion. And it destroys any pretense that Islam is merely a religion and not a political system. Islam is meant to take over the world and use your own laws against you, and that's exactly what it's doing. They've taken over Europe without firing a shot. EU Commission took the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, to European Court of Justice, the EJC, over failure to accept their quotas for refugees. And you wonder why UK said, we want a Brexit. Britain said, we're Brexiting. We're out of here. I'm reading this now. It says, the contentious scheme, which was adopted at the height of the refugee crisis in 2015, was focused on, quote, burden sharing. Finally, somebody actually calls it what it is, meaning that 160,000 refugees should be relocated across most of the bloc's 28 member states to ease the burden on Greece and Italy. These people were all landing, you know, they took up the Mediterranean and said, okay, here's the first place we landed. And Greece and Italy said, hey, look, we've got all we can take. So three Eastern nations would have to settle around 8,000 migrants between them as part of the quota. But so far, Hungary and Poland have taken in none. Czech Republic accepted 12. Still a cancer. It's a small spot right now, but it's still a cancer. These three countries smartly rejected the New World Order, which has effectively spread terrorism all over the globe. By the way, in Poland, you want to know how many terror attacks there have been in like the last decade? You want to know? You want to take a guess? I'll tell you this. It's less than 10. And so here's what I want you. Tell me how many you think it is and how many fatalities. It's less than 10. You say 3. What do you say? You say 3 as well? Okay. One attack, zero fatalities in Poland. It was a knife attack. No fatalities. That's it. A police officer sustained moderate facial injuries after he was stabbed by an Israeli jihadist, at the Allah Lost concert in Warsaw. The attacker was subdued and reportedly shouted, Allahu Akbar. Now, they say he's Israeli. He's not Israeli. He's a Muslim, an Arab from Israel. They said the incident followed an attempted attack in Rotterdam the day before at another venue that the band were playing at. The Czech Republic has incurred no Muslim attacks, and neither has Hungary. So here's the interesting thing, kiddies. All the countries that have rejected Muslims have had no terror attacks. Ironically, however, wherever there exist large groups of Muslims, there are many terror attacks. Now, I know the left will say, Kevin, that's purely coincidental. There's nothing that you could point to that would say that where there are Muslims, there is terror. Where there are no Muslims, there is no terror. Except what I just told you. Now, only a brain-dead moron would believe that the reason why we aren't experiencing exponentially more terror around the world is because of the spread of Muslims. This year, well, not this year, last year, by the way, Happy New Year. I forgot to tell you guys this. We had over 1,000 terror attacks in the name of Islam. 1,000. Another source said there were over 2,000 terror attacks in 2017. Look, during this time period, there were 1,930. This is what I'm. This 2017. This reports that there were 1,930 attacks in 59 countries, in which 15,000 plus people were killed, 13,000, almost 14,000 were injured, and that's what they can document. There's been many more. So for the leftists that don't get it, no Muslims, no radical Islamic attacks. Sadly, Muslims aren't even safe in their own homes, and so you wonder why Donald Trump talks about crap hole countries. We got it. I got it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling pre-testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can get us on demand anytime you want, and please spread the word. We'd love for you to get us in your mailing list. Take one of those clips that you like. Say, you gotta hear this dude. He's good. He's good. That boy is talented. And then send it over to a friend. Give him a good chuckle. Tell him, look, listen to 5 minutes. If you don't like it, you don't have to ever listen to me again. Or tell him this. Tell him if you don't like it, Kevin says he'll buy you a steak dinner. There you go. I'm not buying them a steak dinner, but so what? They're probably leftist, and they're used to not getting what they want anyway. I'm going to make a campaign promise.
Anyone who listens to my show for more than 5 minutes and does not enjoy it thoroughly, I believe it's the best show ever. I will buy your next home for you for free. Well, they call it that home. What's the show? The DIY where you can get the great home if you sign up. I've never won that home. I would love to win that home. Those homes are gorgeous. Just hope it's not in one of these crap hole cities. You know what? They never put those homes in a crap hole city. No. Those homes are in like rolling hills of Tennessee or North Carolina or whatever. If they were to say, you're going to build that DIY home in Detroit, get signed up. How many people do you think would sign up? Not many, right? Or, hey, we're going to build that DIY home in the Middle East or El Salvador or Haiti. Hey, we're going to have the Clintons build you that home, that DIY home. You're going to win a home in Haiti. You're like, how many people we got signed up for the house today, Bill? Sorry to say, Susan, we've got none. Nobody wants to live there. Nobody wants to vacation there. Hey, I don't even want to go to Europe. We're welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson's show. We're talking about the radical Muslim attacks around the world and the European Union deciding it's going to sue three countries that decided they didn't want to take in any Muslims, and they didn't. They're like, enough is enough. We get it. So they sued the Czech Republic, they sued Hungary, and they sued Poland. And I went through the first of all, Poland's had one attack, one Muslim attack, zero fatalities, but the Czech Republic has had no terror attacks, and neither is Hungary. And it's a very simple reason why. They didn't accept these 160,000 refugees, and I'm using my finger quotes, that Italy and Greece absorbed, and Italy and Greece said, okay, enough is enough, but they said, we're not accepting them. And they didn't. The reason why the British have said, look, we're out. They're tired of dealing with the European Union saying, we're going to sue you if you don't accept this. There's nothing that tells us a country that you must accept a group of people who have made life so miserable for themselves that they're on the run from their own countries. I'm just telling you, there's nothing. If you have a legitimate reason, let's say it's Rwanda and people are being killed for no reason, okay, fine, I get it. You want to move people that, women and children out that are being harmed for no reason, but you're going to bring over all these people that have a mindset of just whacking people with machetes and they don't even think anything about it? Sorry. You got to come in the right way. You got to come correct. Why pay a jizya, that's that Muslim tax, when you can just reclaim your sovereignty? What a savings when you don't have to spend billions, or in the case of the United States, trillions, to fight the scourge of Islam. I want you to think about that for 1 second, what Donald Trump's been able to do. By empowering Saudi Arabia with the missile technology and various other countries and saying, look, it's your problem. You're going to do business with us. You better handle your scandal. He's pushed off the trillions of dollars that we spend fighting terror onto other countries, and now he can focus back in the United States. And I'm going to tell you, when Donald Trump finally decides, you know what, this TSA stuff is nonsense, these taxes that they're charging us to have this upgraded home, there's no better security than when we traveled in the airport 20 years ago than there is today. I promise you, TSA has done nothing to increase your safety. Zero. Oh, come on, Kevin. It's the truth. They've done nothing. But you can bet, think about every flyer, every passenger on a plane, every single day, thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that are flying every single day, paying these crazy amounts of money. And let's just, for the sake of discussion, say it's 500,000. I don't know the number, honestly. And each one of them's paying 10 bucks. Okay? So it's $5 million. I know it's more than that. I'm just giving you an idea. A day that goes into some black hole that supposedly makes us safe, and it's doing nothing. Imagine if Donald Trump took that back and said, we're getting rid of this TSA tax. We're going to put this into a fund, and if you want to start a business, this money's going to be available to you to start a business and start entrepreneur
would you rather have that or this illusion of safety? Now, there may be some people out there, Kevin, we really need TSA. Don't go read any reports about how effective they are when you hear about the number of guns and knives and other things that have been sneaked through. Anyway, certain countries get it. China cracked down on Islam. Here's a report a while back. They said when China banned Ramadan on its Turkic Muslim population, Muslims globally, including much of the Western media, began to expose the issue with the typical gameplay of victimhood. In reality, in China, Muslims are allowed to pray, fast, and go to mosque. However, with restrictions that they do not preach towards non-Islamic villages with the aim of spreading an Islamic revolution throughout China. There is, therefore, some flexibility in terms of following the Islamic way of life despite the limited resources in terms of scholars and Islamic books that may be understood by locals. There are also Chinese imams who lead congregational prayers, and there's room for Muslims to gather, break their fast together, and pray. Yet in recent years, there's been a rise in prohibitions with regards to fasting in some Muslim provinces where there's political unrest. In other words, in China, once Islam begins to start trouble, a ban on Islam is issued in the troubled zone. China is telling Muslims, if you want to fast Ramadan, it's fine. If you want to push your revolution, then a Ramadan ban is added as a bonus punishment. China ain't going to play. China's added several bonus punishments. They banned all Muslim civil servants, Muslim students and Muslim teachers, especially in the Xinjiang province with a large Muslim population in the northwest, from fasting during Ramadan. I don't know why fasting is such a big deal, but it is. To them, it is. In addition to the ban on fasting, China has ordered restaurants to stay open all day during Ramadan. Yep. But get this. They go further. Here's a notice on a public website from the equivalent of the FDA. It says, even wearing a hijab in public, including on public transportation and when getting married in a religious ceremony, was banned in 2014 with fines of about $353 for wearing a hijab in public. In China's Muslim troublemaking areas, prohibiting alcohol and smoking and eating halal food is considered radical behavior and is also banned. Wherever there is a Muslim revolution, they ban Islam. That's what China's doing. I saw a thing. You cannot get on Chinese public assistance if you have a name, a Muslim name. Muhammad, Ahmed, whatever you name them. You can't get public assistance. Your name either is going, I guess it's going to be Chinese or maybe it's American. I don't know. But if you come in here with my name is Muhammad blankety blank Al Fazl, then okay, great. Congratulations. You get nothing from the Chinese government. Liberals in America always look to Europe for their lessons. But instead, in this case, they should be looking to China. You think that the left would be celebrating the communist response to a problem. Look at what the communists are doing. But I don't hear anything from that silent left, liberal hypocrisy. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm going to tell you it is going to happen. EU countries at some point are going to start rejecting these so-called refugees. They're going to start sending radical Muslims home. I know it's already starting to happen in France. Probably Germany is going to be next. You're not going to take an indigenous group of people and have them just watch as their people are terrorized. Yet again, in Germany, we had a series of women. They've set up these safe zones, and a series of women got raped. By whom? Muslim men. Followers of the religion of peace who have zero. They don't care about your culture at all. We are animals. To many of these people, they look at us as animals. I'm talking about these ones that are the radical types. Now, some people argue, Kevin, they're all radical. Well, you see them how you see them. But it's going to change. You're going to see laws imposed like those in China because the connection between Muslims and terror is clear, and the world knows it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.